Could a new oral pan-RAS inhibitor finally change the outlook for KRAS-mutated pancreatic cancer? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. New data published in the New England Journal of Medicine may signal a major advance for patients with KRAS-mutated pancreatic cancer. In a phase 1-2 study of patients with previously treated advanced pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, the oral pan-RAS inhibitor daraxonrasib demonstrated encouraging anti-tumor activity in heavily pretreated disease. Among patients with RAS-mutated pancreatic cancer receiving the selected phase 3 dose, objective responses were observed in approximately one-third of patients, with a median progression-free survival exceeding 8 months in key subgroups. Pancreatic cancer has historically remained one of the most treatment-resistant malignancies in oncology, with limited benefit from second-line therapies and few effective targeted options beyond small molecular subsets. Unlike mutated-specific KRAS inhibitors, daraxonrasib targets multiple activated RAS isoforms, potentially expanding treatment opportunities across a much broader population of patients with pancreatic cancer and other solid tumors. Treatment-related adverse events were common but generally manageable, although grade 3 or higher toxicities occurred in roughly 30% of patients. These findings suggest pan-RAS inhibition may represent an important emerging therapeutic strategy in pancreatic cancer and could accelerate efforts to move RAS-targeted therapies earlier in treatment paradigms. In our next story, findings published in JAMA suggest the potential new rescue strategy for selected patients with acute ischemic stroke following thrombolysis. In the INSTANT randomized clinical trial, investigators evaluated intravenous tibrofiban in patients without large or medium vessel occlusions or cardioembolic stroke who demonstrated insufficient clinical response after receiving intravenous tenecteplase. At 90 days, excellent function outcomes occurred significantly more often in patients treated with tibrofiban compared with placebo. Symptomatic intracranial hemorrhage rates remained low, and overall mortality was similar between groups. A substantial proportion of patients receiving thrombolytic therapy for ischemic stroke failed to demonstrate meaningful early neurologic improvement. Yet evidence guiding next step management in these patients remains limited. Tibrofiban, a rapidly acting glycoprotein 2B3A inhibitor, may help address ongoing platelet aggregation and microcirculation dysfunction that persists despite thrombolysis. Although the findings will require confirmation in broader populations, the study raises the possibility that adjunctive antiplatelet strategies after tenecteplase could improve outcomes in carefully selected patients with non-cardioembolic ischemic strokes. And finally, new research published in JAMA Network Open suggests artificial intelligence may substantially improve breast cancer risk prediction beyond traditional breast density assessment alone. In a large multi-site cohort study involving more than 120,000 screening mammograms, a deep learning model significantly outperformed radiologist-assisted breast density in predicting future breast cancer risk. The AI-derived model also more effectively identified patients at increased risk for false negative screening exams. Current breast density notification laws have expanded awareness of breast density as both a cancer risk factor and a limitation of mammographic sensitivity. But density assessment remains subjective and may not accurately capture individual patient risk. Importantly, adding breast density information to the deep learning model did not improve predictive performance, suggesting image-derived AI risk models may eventually prove a more precise framework for determining which patients should undergo supplemental imaging. These findings highlight the growing role of artificial intelligence in personalized cancer screening and may help shape future approaches to breast imaging policy, risk stratification, and resource allocation. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, What's My Flash Briefing. Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.